Foster gets the ball back and plays it there to Sullivan. Sullivan could play a nice pass there to find McCarrick. McCarrick is onside and in space. McCarrick one-on-one with the goalkeeper. And the cheers do all the talking, and FC United take the lead. And FC United, for the last 39 minutes, have been giving the ball away. The passing hasn't been great. Sullivan there looks up and sees a fine run from Jess McCarrick. The ball had to be perfect. It was beautifully timed and beautifully weighted pass straight into the path of McCarrick. What a couple of touches, one-on-one with the goalkeeper, and it's a Jess McCarrick finish to take the lead, Paul.
A sublime finish, but the key stat for me, it's the 18th goal that Fran Sullivan has assisted this season so far.
And here's Foster now. Foster midway into Merseyrail's half, plays the ball through there to Sullivan. Sullivan, can she find Chambers? Chambers crosses the ball to Battle. It's a tap in, and FC United on 42 minutes now have gone 2-0 up, Paul, and it has been just that opening goal from Jess McCarrick has just lifted a big weight off FC United's shoulders.
It's as if we're flooding forward now in confidence, and there it's a beautiful team move, a team goal in fact, and the ball played out wide to Chambers, and Chambers squared it unselfishly along the 6-yard line, and Jess Battle in the right place at the right time to push it into the unguarded goal.
And it's like you just said a couple of seconds ago, FC United now, they've got runners in advanced positions.
And they're looking like a different side.
Yeah.
This is they're a different team to the side that came here last season, there's no doubt about it.
And that ball is cleared by Greenall, gets it to Jess Battle, who's on the halfway line, shields it back to Foster. There's opportunities for a ball here, out to Kirsty Chambers from Foster. Here is Chambers now. Chambers lines up a shot over the goalie's head.
And that's the killer blow.
Is FC United through to the semi-finals, and what a counter set that was, Paul.
That was devastating, wasn't it? The options were, there was more than one option really, wasn't there, for the, I think it was it Becca Foster who had the ball, and it could have gone to Fran Sullivan. It went even further left to Kirsty Chambers. Kirsty Chambers did excellent there because she kept her composure. She got the ball under control, looked up, saw where the keeper was, and just dinked it over.